Petra Dufner knew nothing about biodynamics until 1991. That was the year she took a break from college in her native Germany and landed on this farm in southeastern Wisconsin.
I came as an apprentice to learn about organic farming, and it just happened to be a biodynamic farm.
As it turns out, these 165 acres hold the oldest continually operated biodynamic farm in the United States. Petra Dufner, now Zinnaker, jumped into the legacy permanently when she married the owner's son.
Well, my husband's grandparents started the farm in 1943. We're trying our best to continue the tradition.
On this not quite sure when the sky is going to give way to rain spring morning, the tousle-haired farmer is directing volunteers as they harvest plump, brilliantly hued dandelions. The practice is one of 9 preparations biodynamic growers carry out each year. Zinnaker instructs the team to dump the plants by the buckets full onto screens laying flat behind the farmhouse.
The dandelion is one of the compost preparations. They help with the decomposition, the transformation of the nutrients.
After the blossoms dry, Zinnaker will stuff them into membrane harvested from a dead cow.
It's a cow mesentery. That is like a skin that lines the intestines.
She'll then bury the bundles, same spot every year, until this time next year. They'll be extracted and applied in small doses to fortify compost heaps.
That's just the indications that Steiner gave. There's relations with different forces, different energies that are way too complicated to explain in 2 minutes.
Zinnaker is speaking of Rudolf Steiner, the founder of biodynamics. The scientist and philosopher was born in 1861, where Hungary meets Croatia. But Zinnaker has no time to untangle Steiner's intriguing history.
If somebody wants to grab the wheelbarrow, we're going to go over in the woods and get the cow heads.
Volunteer Thea Carlson trots along the high-grassed path toward the stream.
I wanted to try working on a farm the summer before my last year of college, and I got introduced to the concept of a farm as an organism and the balance between the plants and animals, which really was a different view than I got in my sustainable agriculture classes in college.
Carlson now coordinates a 2-year apprenticeship program for people who want to go biodynamic. She's eager to build up her hands-on skills.
I filled the cow horns with manure in the fall a couple of years ago.
The farm eventually sprays the so-called horn manure, diluted in a way prescribed by Rudolf Steiner, onto fields to boost microbial activity. A wide-brimmed hat nearly hides the bespectacled face of Walter Goldstein, the seasoned agronomist who holds a doctoral degree from Washington State University, latched onto biodynamics 4 decades ago. Goldstein's work includes testing how crop quality compares following conventional, organic, and biodynamic methods.
We did research with several different crops, with corn, winter wheat, some with oats as well, in replicated trials.
Goldstein says he has observed higher yields from biodynamically treated fields, and they seem to stand up better in extreme weather conditions.
We saw these yield increases. So that's good, because we're having stressful years, you know, with all the climatic instability.
When you look at these complex processes involved, which can seem, you know, rather bizarre.
Robert Karp is executive director of the Biodynamic Farming and Gardening Association.
These are medicines being developed, natural medicines for the earth.
Karp doesn't let a few peculiarities halt his quest to spread the word about biodynamics.
I know some of you came here wondering, how can I grow better tomatoes? And now you're getting a philosophy course.
Weeks after the dandelion harvest, our paths cross at a community garden in the heart of Milwaukee.
There are not just material processes at work in plants. Nature receives vitality not only from the material nutrients in the earth, but from what flows to it out of the cosmos.
This is urban gardener Venus Williams' first introduction to biodynamics. Although she's not ready to handle all of its ingredients without gloves, Williams says her head is filled with connections.
As Robert started speaking, it reminded me of dozens of conversations with my grandmother, planting with the moon and how everything in nature works together, and how if your spirit ain't right, your garden doesn't grow.
It's that intangible that disciples of biodynamics also strive to convey, their belief that all things, from soil to humans, have both a material component as well as a spiritual one. Tending to what we see and what we feel is the balance biodynamic growers seek. Susan Bentz, 89.7 WUWM.